Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, last time we read Matthew chapter 19.
Sure as fuck did.
Yeah, and in that chapter, we learned about what Jesus thinks of divorce and marriage and celibacy and children and wealth and eternal life. It was filled with all kinds of shit.
And you should just hang yourself and drown yourself and
right.
Fuck off and
yeah.
Die.
And
and be a eunuch. Be a eunuch.
Right. Yeah, that was interesting.
Vroom, vroom.
but it is one of the most disliked chapters for anybody who likes to claim the prosperity gospel because it's a little not great for them because, you know, that Jesus says if it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter God's kingdom.
Yeah, because he says get rid of all your shit.
Right. And that is...
And I don't see rich Christians doing it.
I don't either.
And
it's a bit problematic for them, I think.
There's no such thing as a rich Christian.
I mean, according to Jesus, anyway.
According to Jesus in Matthew chapter 19, ain't no such thing as a rich Christian. So
right.
Anybody who is rich and calls himself a Christian,
and
you ain't.
Jesus is basically God, right?
Yes.
And it's red ink, so that's God's words, right?
Yeah.
So God's words say rich people suck.
Yeah.
So
sorry.
I mean, I think that's pretty much the end of the story there, right?
I'm sorry, you're not allowed to be rich.
I know apparently it's not, but I mean, I don't see how. Like, I don't understand.
I'm just reading the words.
How do we get from Jesus' words to, nah, never mind. Jesus was talking some shit.
I deserve this, though. Nope, not according to Jesus, you don't. You sure
right.
as fuck do not.
Yeah.
You sure as fuck should be giving that shit away left and right.
Right.
So, fuck off.
So, anyway, that was Matthew chapter 19.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're going to be reading...
Little Maddie, chapter 20.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie. All right, we are hopping into Little Maddie, chapter 20.
All right.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, it starts out with a wall of chat.
A wall of chat?
Yeah, it's all Jesus all day. Seriously, like he has so many words here in red.
Yeah.
Okay, like the page is bleeding.
Jesus got some shit to say.
He does.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, it just starts out straight. Like, it doesn't even say,
not like
Jesus said, and then go into it. Yes. It's just, like, instant.
No previously on.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's just like.
The other day.
It starts with a quote, right? Immediately, Jesus is talking.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I'll pay you whatever is right." So they went.
Okay.
Damn, they make it sound like jobs be falling off trees.
I mean, maybe they were.
I guess.
I don't know.
I mean, in this economy? All right, he went out again. This farmer guy? A landowner, this landowner guy with the vineyard.
But he's comparing it to heaven, the kingdom of heaven.
Sure.
Right.
So they went, and he went out again about noon and about 3 in the afternoon and did the same thing.
Okay.
About 5 in the afternoon, he went out and found still others standing around.
He's hiring a fuck ton of people.
Sure is, all day. He asked them, "Why you been standing here all day long doing nothing?"
Yeah. You can come work for me and, you know,
make money. No one is hiring us, they answered. He said to him, You also go and work in my vineyard. When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first. The workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came and each received a denarius. Oh, I see where this is going.
They all got paid the same. But the ones didn't work as hard.
Yeah, I know. That's bullshit. That's where this is going.
Yeah.
So when those who were hired first, they expected to receive more, you know, having worked all fucking day.
I think that's fair.
But each one of them also received a denarius.
Okay.
When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner, which...
I feel like they have every right to.
This gets into the don't tell anybody else what you're being paid.
Right.
And I fucking hate that. It's not up to you. I will tell anybody I want to what I'm getting paid.
Right.
What I'm getting paid, that's not a secret, bruh.
Right.
Like, if I decide not to tell anybody, that's fine, but you don't control that. Like, that's not acceptable.
Yeah.
Like, I've never understood that. Like, no, you hired me and we both are making minimum wage. And if somebody making 50 cents more than me that got hired after me, I'm going to find out and I'm going to be pissed.
But I also feel like this is getting ready to compare this to accepting God and Jesus as your savior. And as long as you do it, you all get the same thing.
And, right? and don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Like, no, this is bullshit and I hate it. It's a terrible example.
Right. Okay. Let's just assume that, but let's for argument's sake, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say that Christianity is real, right?
Okay. Okay.
If someone worshiped correctly their whole life and did all the things and followed all the rules and then some fucker,
pedo rapist slides in at the last minute
and asks for forgiveness and then for like 2 days before he dies lives the spotless life
because he repented.
Yeah.
No, fuck you.
Yeah.
We don't get the same prize.
No.
No, absolutely fucking not.
I know that they're going to tell us that they do.
Like, I know that. I know
where this is going. You can fuck right off with that.
We're assuming. We haven't read this. We don't know. We might be wrong. But if that's where this is going, you can take your religion and shove it right up your fucking ass. Because that prize is not fair, just, true, or good. It is not equal.
Just as it's not fair in the workforce.
Yeah.
The same reasons, the same everything.
Yeah.
Like, this holds true across the board.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but you don't get to be a fucking asshole and slide in at the last minute, not work as hard, and get the same pay, whether we're talking heaven or denarius dollars.
And it goes back to the prodigal son, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is all kind of like the same story-ish.
It really is, and I fucking hate it. It grinds my gears,
Again, I'm assuming.
It grinds my gears.
I know. You've mentioned that before.
Here's the thing. So I recently, like within the last year, was diagnosed with OCD.
Yeah.
And that, like, has brought into clarity why my sense of justice is off the fucking rails. So when I see something that is not fair, that is injustice, that is not good.
Right.
I am emotionally distraught.
Yeah.
I cannot with that bullshit. And so when you're telling me not only that it's fine down here in capitalism land, it's fine.
Right.
And then also in fucking magic pretend land as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can't play that game. Sorry. I guess I don't be on this earth then. Like, I don't do that. This game isn't for me.
Right.
No, I want to play where the rules are fair.
Yeah.
This is not fair and it sucks and I hate it.
Right.
Okay.
Not only that, he chose to pay the last workers first.
Yeah.
And the first workers last. Which, so he chose to be an even bigger dick.
Yeah, on purpose.
Right.
To make a show of it.
Which lines up with God, like the God that we know, right?
Yeah.
God's a dick.
And so is his Nepo baby.
Sure. But it doesn't line up with good behavior.
No.
And right practices.
This is not decency. This is not kindness. This is not love. This is not goodness.
Right.
This is nasty.
Anyway, let's hear what Jesus got to say.
I'm sure
we're probably right, but I don't know that.
Maybe we're wrong. I would love to be wrong.
We could be wrong. You know what? Often we're wrong.
You know what? maybe I just got all worked up for nothing and Jesus is sweet as pie and is like, no, you're right. You're right. When you work harder, you should get paid more.
I'm going to go with I doubt it because...
But I would Jesus, love to be wrong.
Jesus is not as kind as I thought he was.
No.
And he's not he's not as magnanimous as I thought he was either.
He's not really for the blue-collar worker. He's more for the rich fucks, the elites, is what it sounds like.
I mean, it sounds like he's got a really highly inflated sense of ego.
Yeah.
Maybe one might even say a God complex.
All right, so Jesus continues. These who were hired last worked only 1 hour, the grumbler said, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But he answered one of them, I'm not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Oh, I hate this so much. Take your pay and go, bitch, says Jesus. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you because I'm a piece of shit. Because
hold on. One might say that he was being generous with his money. I'm taking the devil's advocate here. He sees a bunch of people not working, not doing anything, and he offers them money, and he's being generous with his money and saying, "Come, I'll give you money for working in my vineyard." And he's just trying to be generous. But I'm going to counter that with he paid the fucking first workers last.
Yeah,
and that's
they had to stand there and watch. As everybody else that just showed up 5 minutes ago got paid the same amount.
This was about proving some sort of a point.
Yeah.
And it was a bullshit point.
This is not generosity. This is assholishness.
Right.
And I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it. This is not correct.
Moreover, if you were going to just be generous, you could have just given them the fucking money.
Yeah.
Or paid them without everybody else knowing what you paid them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
Jesus says, don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Oh, Jesus is a capitalist.
Yeah, I guess so.
Look at that.
I didn't know.
Or are you envious because I am generous? Oh, you fuck. He's turning this around on them. He's doing the thing that the boss does. I did you a favor by allowing you to work for me.
Right,
like, you're lucky to have the job. No, sir. No, sir.
Yeah.
We had a fair exchange. You paid me for a certain amount of work, and I did the work, and now you pay me.
Right. We're going through a bit of a dark point in our history with regard workers' rights, you know. But we did, you know, that whole union thing for a long time you know, workers are like, you know, no, we deserve to get paid for what we're doing.
Imagine getting paid for what you're owed.
Right.
Imagine.
But, you know, what I heard back in the 80s is that it'll all trickle down to us. That's worked out really well, hasn't it?
No. Okay. You have to make rules because what we have learned is that rich fucks never will have... There is never enough for them. They can never have enough. And so they will always rob... And they will never, if they could get you to pay them for the right to work for you, that's what the rich fucks would do.
Yeah.
If they could get away with that, they would.
Well, sure.
You have to make rules.
There is one bit of happy news. I don't know if you heard this, but Elon Musk is no longer a trillionaire.
Oh, that's so sweet.
His SpaceX stuff tanked, like, you know.
Oh.
So he gained it for like a second, and then it just like. Dropped off the face of the planet.
Womp womp.
Or something.
Was it because something exploded? I didn't pay
that close of attention. No, I don't think so. I think it was just overinflated on the valuation of it or something like that.
Go figure.
So, yeah, he gained it and then lost it.
Couldn't have happened to a more deserving soul. Are you envious because I'm generous? Fuck you, Jesus. I'm sorry. This is bad. This is bad.
Yeah.
So the last will be first and the first will be last, says Jesus.
Which lines up with his like children message sort of and like I get where this is trying to go.
But it's not
good. But it's wrong.
It's not good.
I appreciated that the meek I appreciate the meek message, right? Like the people who are trod upon, right?
Yeah.
Like those people I feel like
marginalized communities.
Right. They deserve some help, right?
Yeah.
But like You don't unfairly give accolades to people because like that's not generosity. That's assholishness.
Okay, look, I loved this really cool picture of the difference between equality versus equity, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so for a long time, we fought for equality, right? And it's that you give a box to the short person so that they can stand up, right?
Yeah.
Well, but then equality says, okay, but everybody gets a box, right? So sure. You have to give everybody the fucking box, right?
Yeah.
So everybody gets a box so that they can all see over. They can all be tall enough to see over the fucking wall or whatever. But then
it takes the gain from the people that had already...
Right.
That needed it.
That's not... That's equality, is everybody gets a block.
It's blind equality.
Yes. Sure. It's stupidity.
Right.
So then we were like, wait. Yeah, that's not what we meant. No, what we mean is equity, which is, hey, what if the short people get a block and the tall people don't need a block, so they don't get one, right?
Right.
So that, if that's what Jesus is saying, hey, short people get a block.
Right.
Like, so that they can see over the wall.
Sure.
And tall people don't need a block. Like, if that's the message he's teaching by the last one to show up, because...
Well, and if that's what he said, like, if they, okay, let's say that these people that he only had work an hour were people that couldn't work very much,
like,
right?
Maybe they had kids in school, or maybe sure. they were handicapped, or maybe XYZ reasons.
But it wasn't stated.
Right,
so
right.
That it's wrong. It's wrong.
It's wrong. On the paper, as it's stated, is wrong. I'm saying, though, that I don't want that lesson to be applied across the board.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it to be said that, no, everybody should always get paid the same the end.
Sure.
Like, no, there are times when people in need should get a hand up. They should.
Sure.
I'm sorry, but life sucks. And sometimes life deals people some fucking blows.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So...
This is why we donate to places that have disasters. This is why we, you know, because sometimes shit happens.
Because remember when we used to have a FEMA and they did a thing that helped when there was hurricanes and shit. And then, you know, now we don't have a FEMA and it was barely good in the first place. And right. Now it's really not there at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. But isn't it neat when we're like, hey, let's all pull together and help each other and pull the lowest of us up. That's nice.
Right.
But that's not what Jesus is saying here. And I'm not for this message where he's like, no, no.
Yeah, it's a famous line. The last shall be first and the first shall be last, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful sentiment insofar as it's interpreted, right? Like if you interpreted it with equity in mind,
yes,
it can be a beautiful
then
statement.
Then it can work.
Right?
But that's not the way the story wasn't about equity.
No, the story is about equality and blind equality at that.
Yes. And that's not okay.
Good.
No, because the tall person doesn't need a block.
Right.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
That is, not only is that stupid, but from a capitalist perspective, let's pretend that we're rich fucks for a minute. Here, I'll play your game. I'll meet you where you are, okay? It's poor resource management.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Like you're pissing your money into the wind if you're giving the tall person things that he doesn't need.
Your EBITDA right? line's going to go way down because you're spending unnecessary cash.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
There. See, I try to meet the fucking rich fucks where they are. Okay? All right. So let's continue with this dumb chapter.
Yeah.
About a dumb Jesus who has a dumb dad.
Right.
And they're both dicks.
Yeah.
And I hate them both.
Okay.
And I keep calling them both because for the life of me, I cannot equate them as the same. They're not the same.
Right.
They're not the same. Jesus is not Yahweh. I'm sorry. He's
right.
not.
Right.
Okay. Now, Jesus was going up to Jerusalem. We're on a different bit now. He's
okay.
done talking about workers' rights.
Yeah.
On the way, he took the 12.
The apostles.
You know, the 12.
Right. Who have a special seat in heaven, apparently. Remember?
Yes! They get thrones!
Like, that was a new one to me.
That was special.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
Could you imagine that, like, as McDonald's toys? Like, I got Peter!
There is a... Do you remember the... There's a Jesus action figure commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I found years ago. It was freaking hilarious.
It would be really cool if the 12 apostles were part of that.
It really would.
Oh, I feel like
we need to do an apostle toy line.
A throne sit. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So he's going to Jerusalem. On the way, he took the 12 aside and said to them, more red ink.
Sure.
We're going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law.
Mm.
They will condemn him to death. Him being mean.
Right, because like, he speaks about himself in third person.
I'm like Trump, and I refer to myself in the third person.
Right.
They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. Mm. On the third day, he will be raised to life.
Well, this all must be true because he just announced what's going to happen.
Right?
So obviously, this just makes all of Christianity real, right?
Just like the things that are written on bazooka gum wrappers, Bazooka Joe gum wrappers.
I just want to clarify one thing here. This was written after Jesus' death.
Yes.
And if you can't see the fucking just hypocrisy, bullshit, whatever, nonsense here, then there's something wrong with you, in my opinion.
Look, I'm sorry, but Matthew is trash. And so, I already can't read any. Every time I start a new chapter now, I'm just like, what bullshit we got now?
I don't even mean that as disparaging. Like, the fact, like, when I'm saying there's something wrong with you, I'm just like, are you not able, like, I'm asking with, like, sincerity here. Are you not able to see the bullshit? Are you not able to see the farce that is this story?
Well, I think that not everybody realizes that it was written after Jesus was long dead and gone.
Sure. But
in which case,
the problem is that nobody asks questions about this.
Right.
And we just accept it as truth and then create laws about it. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many wrong things that come from all these ideas. And so much of this book.
Reading the Ten Commandments and schools in Texas now.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
We get to It's not the Ten Commandments. It's the whole fucking Bible.
Well, no, there's selected passages. It's not the commandments. They might be part of it, but it's selected passages from the Bible.
We get to read the Bible. We have to read the Bible. We're going to read the Bible if we're right. In Texas. Yay! I love reading the Bible in public schools that my taxpayer money goes to. That is awesome for Texas. Speaking of
money and Texas having to read the Bible in schools. Please donate to Freedom From Religion Foundation and American Atheists. It's never been a more important time to do things like that. You're always welcome to donate to us as too, but, you know, donate to them first.
Yeah, please, because they actually fight things like this and, you know.
We just talk about it.
Yeah, maybe someday they can actually, I don't know, beat this shit back.
I very much appreciate everything that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very much.
They're the bee's knees.
They are.
Yeah. All right, let's continue. I'm so sorry. I'm so cranky. This Matthew's pissing me off. I hate this book.
Well, I was trying to say something. I can't remember what I was saying.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I was it was along the lines of I really can't understand how so much goes wrong with the ideas that permeate through religion and the lack of any accountability or self, you know, no one digs into why they're doing any of the things they're doing.
Right.
They just take someone's word and say, okay, Jesus wants us to do these things. And they don't read anything themselves. They don't care.
Right.
That it sounds just completely absurd.
It is absurd.
And
it's nonsensical.
It bothers me to no end.
It makes me cranky. It really does. I'm very sorry.
No one wants a cranky wife.
No, nobody wants a cranky wife.
Yeah.
All right. So we're continuing on, though. Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, yay, I'm going to die soon, but then I'll, you know, come back. So it's cool.
Sure, yeah.
Everything's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Next section. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons and kneeling down asked a favor of him. What does he want? He asked. I decided that's the tone he took because okay. That's just more fun.
Yeah.
She said, grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in the kingdom.
Nothing big, you know. Just,
sure.
Just make them like, you know.
Make them special.
Eternal God people. That's all.
Boy, mom. Have you ever heard of those? Like, oh my God. When mommy bloggers came on the scene, like when blogging was big, everybody was like, boy, mom. And they would talk, they would write blogs. Moms would write blogs about, you know, what it's like to be the mom of boys, you know, because boys will be boys and boys get muddy and dirty and boys play mean and boys like cars. And it was just like, you know what? Girls like that too.
Right.
Girl mom. Kid mom.
Right.
Yeah. But she's like, my boys are special. They're the bestest ever. Boy, mom.
I mean, you wouldn't be much of a parent if you didn't think your kids were special, right?
So I guess every mom is creeping on them like, no, let mine sit next to you.
But like, okay, I want to hear how this is resolved.
All right.
If he gives him a goddamn seat at the throne, I'm going to be really pissed.
He goes, listen, okay. Listen. You don't know what you are asking.
No, you don't.
Jesus said to them.
Okay.
Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father. When the ten, heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers.
The ten?
The ten.
Who the fuck are the ten? I thought it was the
12. The 12, right?
The two of them, like, wander away?
I have bad numbers here. I don't understand what's happening.
Why do we go from 12 to 2, 10?
I don't know, but...
Okay. That's definitely a question.
Yeah. Okay. The 10, not the 12, were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called... Hold on. The mother of Zebedee's sons. So, okay... Zebedee's sons are two of the 12.
So she's
saying, hey, I know that all of these 12 are disciples, but could my two that are so much awesomeness that are already your disciples, could they be even just more
they're
special?
They're already failing. They didn't disown their mom in front of Jesus.
So, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So the other 10, right? They're like, the fuck, dudes?
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
And so Jesus called them together. Okay, I got this now. Okay.
Sure.
Jesus
called it was a little confusing, but yeah.
It was, right?
Right.
Yeah. He called them together and said in red, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
So if you want to be first, you got to be Jesus' slave?
Well,
I know I misinterpreted that. I did it on purpose, but...
I think what he's trying to say is, look, I'm not here for parades and roses, y'all. This is... Sitting next to me is not going to be a fucking prize.
Right.
I think he's saying, like...
No, and I think that's fair. He's kind of alluded to that already.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's
a fair statement. I actually appreciate this.
Sure.
I hate what came before.
Right.
That was bullshit. But this, I appreciate. He's like, I'm not saying you can't sit next to me because you're not awesome.
Right.
I'm saying whoever's going to sit next to me, y'all are going to get hit. With stray bullets.
Right.
You know?
And we'll see who, you know.
Yeah. I don't know where the cards are going to fall, but it ain't going to be good for any of you.
Or maybe I do, but I'm not going to tell you.
Right. Well, I mean, but what he's saying is that's up to my Father, not me. Because Jesus is not the same as Yahweh.
Right.
Sorry, but he's not. He keeps talking about my Father.
Yeah.
A separate entity.
Yeah.
Excusez-moi.
That is interesting because a lot of people speak of them as one and the same. And look, I know they still split them into three, like, you know, Jesus, the Son,
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost,
right?
The Holy Spirit or whatever.
Whatever. And not all whatever. So a lot of people are just like Jesus and God, and I don't fucking know. I don't care really.
Right.
Doesn't matter. In the grand scheme of things, all that much. Like,
it only does.
I don't care if you got a ghost or not, whatever.
But it only does matter when Christians get all uppity and are like, Jesus is God. And I'm like, nope.
Right. Which is often a claim because they claim that Jesus comes. They claim that Jesus comes before God, essentially. Jesus is the pathway to God, is how I've interpreted.
He's the pathway to God as God. He's a different form of God,
right?
To bring you to God Himself,
which still makes God God.
Right.
And in my understanding, yeah. in my take on this.
Yeah.
And again, I'm like, that's just my take.
So, but, so Jesus is the rainbow bridge and God is the Care Bears?
God ain't no fucking Care Bear.
No, but I mean, like, in this analogy, right?
Sure.
And I'm like, so that's still two separate entities?
Right, and Jesus is literally saying as much. So yeah. That's an that's why I was saying it was interesting, because yeah. Jesus is saying, essentially, yeah. God is separate from me.
So, yeah, so he's saying, like, it's going to suck to sit next to me. And so don't feel special if it is you, but also don't feel slighted if it's not you.
Right.
Which I think
whoever it is going to suffer quite a bit.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that is good of him to say.
Sure.
Because his dudes were like, the fuck? And he's like, chillax.
Right.
Y'all still don't get it, yeah. as usual.
Right.
I'm surprised it wasn't Peter going, Jesus. All right. Next section.
Yeah.
As Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him.
Oh, as always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside. Two blind men sitting by the road. And when they heard Jesus going by, they shouted, Lord David's son, have mercy on us. The crowd rebuked them and told them, be quiet. I did that pretty well because I haven't read this and I had to make words fit the rhythm.
Yeah.
As I was reading them.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. If I am going to toot my own horn, toot, toot.
I think you did. Yeah.
All right. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside. And when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, Lord, son of David, yo, have mercy on us.
They said yo?
No, they didn't.
Okay. All right.
The crowd rebuked them and told them, be quiet, bitches. But they shouted all the louder, Lord, son of David, have mercy on us. What? Jesus stopped and called to them, what do you want me to do for you? He asked.
They're blind. I think it's pretty obvious.
Lord, they answered, we want our sight.
Yeah.
Hello.
Right.
And Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately, they received their sight and followed him. The end.
Okay. What?
That's happened before.
Yeah.
Blind people that are like, whoa, here goes somebody that I can't see. It's the son of David.
Well, I think that, like, okay. So this is one of the favorite, one of Christians' favorite things to say is that if you don't read the Bible, if you don't take God with an open heart, if you don't read the Bible with an open heart, you won't be able to see what's being presented, right? Mm-hmm. And I because there's a lot of things that rest on sight in this book, right? And so that idea of sight and eyes and the whole bit, right? It's so fucking important to Christians.
It is a bit.
Right, because it's like the third eye. It's like the Jesus third eye.
It's like, huh?
Right,
get it?
Yeah.
Did you get it? The blind people knew who he was and they got it, even though his disciples are questioning him.
Right.
And they are blind.
Yeah.
Huh? You get it? Hey, everybody. Did all of you get it?
Right.
Like, okay, give it a fucking rest. Like, we did this two chapters
ago. I don't have a problem seeing what it's trying to get at, right? Like, I can't accept Jesus because I'm reading it with a hardened heart and whatever. I'm like, okay, I can accept the fact that I'm an atheist and I am critical of it in the ways that it deserves criticism.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also accepting of it in a way that a fool accepts information from an untrusted source.
Also,
or
an
unverified source or whatever.
I also learned that it's really just not my fault. This is the way God made me. And if he wanted to soften my heart, that's up to him.
Apparently, God really wants this podcast to continue for more than 6 years.
I mean, so, that's what I think.
You know, like, here we are. You know? We've made it to the New Testament.
Yeah.
We have yet to be struck by lightning or anything.
Right?
You fell down some stairs. But I mean, you know,
I did break my wrist that one time.
That was a one-off.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, it was like a three-step one-off. But, you know, whatever.
I was
going
to say, because I also broke my tooth and busted my leg, like, all within the same two-week
period.
But
that was years ago. That was two years ago. Sure, yeah, right. That's multiple. It's just more than one.
Sure,
all right.
Sure.
I don't know what else to say about this chapter. As usual with Matthew, I disliked it.
I disliked it. It was very readable, but also fuck Jesus, fuck God, and fuck Matthew.
Yeah.
I think
that's and there was a little bit of beauty for like 2 seconds in there.
Yeah. And we acknowledged it.
We did.
I said the bit.
It's all good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, that was Matthew chapter 20.
Sure as fuck was.
And I think actually after this, we're not doing the regular chapter. We're going to be doing a...
Well, I don't know if we're doing a Q&A. I got to take a look at chapter 21 because if I don't squeeze in chapter 21 with this...
Oh, that's right.
Then I got to squeeze in 21 with the next two after.
So the next the next episode
will be a surprise. It will either be Little Maddie chapter 21.
Yeah.
Or it will be Q&A, not on Saturday.
Right.
And that's where we are.
All right. Well,
You'll be surprised as much as husband will be.
I will be surprised, but I'll be surprised before you.
That is true. So, but barely.
Barely. All right. Thanks everybody for joining us. Don't forget to, you really should go over and check out our website, sacrilegiousdiscourse.com. We've got some really amazing things we've done with the site in the last 6 months or less.
Really?
And if you haven't been over there recently, you should.
It's really become this huge, hub of information, and I'm really impressed. And
yeah.
I don't say that lightly because, quite honestly, I don't visit our website. So when I did, you were like, babe, look at what I did.
No, but honestly, if you know somebody or you yourself are deconverting, it's a great resource.
No, it really is. That's what I was going to say. I was like, okay, I'll come look at what you did. And then I was like, oh shit, it's good. Right. It's actually good.
Yeah.
It's really good, y'all.
No, I'm the one that made it, but I am also kind of impressed with what I did.
I think that you will find it very helpful.
So go there, sacrilegiousdiscourse.com.
And then come see us on Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on Discord so that you can hang out with us.
Show notes are in the link or in the description as always.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.